This is not just another How to Grow a Business podcast. Whether you're on the brink of entrepreneurship or a changemaker on the journey, it's time to turn your aspirations into real-life success. This is Startup 3. Do you ever find yourself feeling stuck in the endless cycle of trying to grow your business, but every marketing strategy that you've tried just doesn't cut it? Well, you're not alone, because in the world of marketing, especially if that is not your area of expertise, it can really feel like a complex maze for any entrepreneur. And if you've been searching for answers and action steps, but all you seem to encounter are maybe costly experiments or time-confusing strategies that promise the moon but deliver far less, then I can relate. I know how frustrating that is. You know, I know what it's like when you've invested your savings, or when you've left the security of a corporate job or a really consistent, I would say, paycheck. You know that you need to get more customers and grow your business if you're even going to stay in business, right? You also know there's a missing piece to the puzzle, but you're not sure what that is, right? I know how scary and frustrating and overwhelming that can be. But here's the thing. It doesn't have to be that way. And today, we're going to turn those frustrations over into victories, because I'm not just going to show you the way out. I'm going to give you 5 action steps that will serve as your process so that you can acquire the customers you need to grow your business and really experience the type of success that you first envisioned when you started your business. Hey, if you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to check out our YouTube channel, where you can watch this episode and all our videos at startup3.com. The 3 is spelled out. That's startup3.com. Now, our story begins not with a groundbreaking product or a revolutionary service, but with something far simpler, yet profoundly impactful. And that is a well-timed personalized email. Because in a bustling world where the digital landscape is continually shifting beneath our feet, there exists a steady beacon, a powerful reach that entrepreneurs often overlook, and it's email marketing. Now, imagine, if you will, a bridge that really serves to connect your business with the hearts and minds of your current and potential customers. Now, this bridge is built on the foundations of carefully crafted messages. It also has the potential to really turn the tide from your business from struggling into thriving. So if you're a business owner filled with passion for your craft, but maybe a little disheartened by the lack of growth that you're currently experiencing, well, we're about to embark on a journey together through the world of email marketing. And even if you've tried email marketing before, you probably haven't tried it like this. In fact, let me give you a few stats that might really surprise you. In a recent survey from Code Crew, it revealed that 80% of retail professionals view email marketing as the greatest driver of customer retention. Now, that's far surpassing social media, which is identified by just 44% of those same professionals. And then the article goes on to say that, you know, segmented email campaigns have open rates as high as 14.32% compared to non-segmented. And I'm going to show you how to do that. It's easier than you think. Now, when it comes to email marketing and your ROI or your return on investment, Market.us recently reported that email marketing continues to have average open rates of about 23%, click-through rates of 3.71%, and an incredible ROI of 4,200%. To provide some context for that, that's the equivalent of saying $42 return for every dollar invested, right? Where else are you able to get that kind of return as you're building brand awareness? Only in email marketing. Because in the world of digital marketing, where the costs can quickly spiral out of control as the platforms evolve, email marketing stands out as a beacon of cost effectiveness and efficiency. So are you starting to see why email marketing can be such a powerful tool for your business? If so, let me show you how to turn this newfound knowledge into 5 action steps that you can implement within your business for success right now. And if you're an entrepreneur and you're navigating the early and often turbulent stages of business growth, the appeal of email marketing lies in its ability to reach a wide audience, right? Without that hefty price tag that's often associated with other forms of advertising. And what's more is the process doesn't have to be complicated. Now, step 1, this begins with the collection of email addresses through lead magnets or opt-in forms strategically placed on your website or another platform that you use. And it really served as kind of the initial handshake between your potential subscribers and you, something that you're offering of value. That could be like an ebook, it could be a discount code, it could be exclusive access, maybe to yourself or some content in exchange for their email address. Now, this method of building an email list, it's both proven effective and it's intentional, right? It attracts subscribers who have a genuine interest in your products or services, unlike broad spectrum advertising, which kind of feels like just casting a wide net in the hopes of catching a few people. Whereas here with collecting email addresses through lead magnets this way, it ensures that your message reaches an audience that's already curious about what you have to offer. And this potential customer base that has expressed interest, well, they're far more likely to engage with your content, making each email that you send really like a stepping stone, right? It's on your way to building a strong, meaningful relationship. Now, if you're new to my channel, this here is Startup 3. I'm Gary Smith. I'm a business and marketing professor, as well as an entrepreneur. And on this channel here, I share insights and strategies designed to help you, the bootstrapping entrepreneur, in your first 3 years of business. So if that sounds like you, I encourage you to subscribe, hit the notifications. You'll also want to stick around until the end because I'm going to show you how to download one of my lead magnets that you can have. You can use it and you can customize it as your template with your own business information. And it's just intended to help you get started. So by leveraging email marketing, you have the unique opportunity to really communicate directly with your target audience by delivering personalized messages that speak directly to the needs and to their interests of your subscribers and customers. And this direct line of communication tends to foster a sense of connection and trust between your business and your customers, right? Crucial elements in building long-term business relationships. And with this approach, you have the ability to segment your list, you know, based on past criteria, maybe purchase behavior, maybe geographic location, maybe the level of engagement, allowing for an even more targeted and relevant communication, which further enhances, right, the effectiveness of your email marketing efforts. Then, once you've implemented step one of the process, which is really the foundation of your email list, step two is then to nurture and grow your subscribers. And while there are a dozen ways to do this wrong, there is really only one way to do this correctly and effectively, and it's this. You must provide value. It's that golden thread that ties your subscribers to you, transforming a simple email exchange really into a rich tapestry of loyalty and engagement. And value, let's face it, it can come in many forms. This could be useful tips that you send out, industry insights, you know, things that help your customers make decisions, or even, you know, reward loyalty. So each of these emails should be kind of like a gift in its own right that your subscribers are going to be looking forward to receiving in their inboxes. Now, consider this. Every person on your email list is there for a reason, right? They've seen something in your brand that piques an interest, a spark that you now have the ability to kindle into a flame. So by sharing high quality content that resonates with their needs, you're not just, you know, filling their inbox, right? You're providing value. This isn't about bombarding them with sales pitches. It's about creating a narrative, right? A journey that you and your subscribers can be on together. So everything in step two should be measured against this question: am I providing value? And by delivering constant value, you're doing more than just keeping your audience's attention, right? You're earning their trust and you're building your own credibility. And trust is really the cornerstone of any relationship. And in the digital realm, it's both precious and rare. So as you begin to put yourself forward as the authority, right? You're not just another business that's vying for attention at that point. You become the trusted advisor, the go-to source, right? With the knowledge and the inspiration that turns casual subscribers into loyal followers. And you also gain powerful brand advocates, right? You see, in the realm of email marketing, right, providing value isn't just a strategy, right? It's the very essence of building a lasting, meaningful connection with your audience. And that's going to move us right into step three, which we desperately need because as entrepreneurs, right, we often find ourselves juggling countless tasks, right? We're always trying to do a bunch of things at one time. And that really transforms your email strategy from a manual, time-consuming process into a sophisticated self-operating mechanism that nurtures your subscribers really around the clock. Now imagine crafting a series of emails such as welcome messages, right, that greet new subscribers, or personalized recommendations based on your customers' interest, or even gentle reminders about abandoned carts, right, that are automatically triggered by their specific actions. Now, this isn't just a convenience, right? This is a game changer, right? It's designed to really grow your customer base and then increase your sales simultaneously. And I would say one of the amazing things of automated email sequences is their ability to guide your subscribers through the customer journey from the beginning of an initial curiosity all the way through to them becoming a customer without requiring constant oversight. For example, a welcome email, right? The series that can set the tone for your relationship with new subscribers or customers, offering them really kind of a warm introduction to your brand and what it stands for. You can also automate personalized recommendations based on past interactions or preferences, which make each subscriber feel seen and valued and heard. And this increases the likelihood of conversion exponentially. Now, you can also automate those moments when maybe a subscriber kind of hesitates at the final point of purchase with an abandoned cart email, which when done right can really kind of gently nudge them back into becoming buyers, right? Often turning uncertainty into a purchase. Now, have you ever had customers get to the checkout page and then leave for no apparent reason? Have you done that? If so, put that in the comments below, because the truth is we've either all had that happen to us or we've done that. And here's the kicker. Automation does more than just streamline your marketing efforts, right? It personalizes the experience for each subscriber, making your messages timely and relevant and really incredibly effective. So in a landscape, right, where time is precious and attention is fleeting, right, automation ensures that your marketing efforts work harder and smarter, and you're fostering deeper connections with both your current and your potential customers, which frees you to focus on other critical aspects of your business, oftentimes planning and strategy. And then once you dial in automation, then you can move to step four, which is segmentation. Because in the realm of email marketing, treating all your subscribers as though they're just part of a uniform group is a surefire way to miss connections and opportunities. So segmentation, it is a critical strategy. It should be in your arsenal. And by thoughtfully categorizing your subscribers based on the distinct criteria, now this could be things like their interests, their behaviors, their demographics, even the stage that they're on in the customer journey, you unlock the ability to send incredibly targeted messages. And this isn't just customization for the sake of it. It's about acknowledging and addressing the unique needs and the desires within the different segments of your customers and subscribers. Now, consider for a moment the power of sending a product recommendation that really aligns perfectly with your customers' past purchases or expressed interest versus, you know, just sending out a generic promotional blast. The former speaks directly to the subscriber, makes them feel valued and understood and heard, and increases the likelihood of a conversion, which is what we're trying to do. Now, by tailoring your message based on where a subscriber is in their customer journey, you can significantly enhance the effectiveness of your email campaigns just with that. So think of it this way. Segmentation really transforms your marketing from, let's say, a blunt instrument into a precision tool, which allows you to deliver the right message to the right person at the right time. And this personalized approach, it not only elevates your subscriber's experience, but it makes each interaction feel special and relevant, which it is. But it also drives substantial improvements in things like engagement rates, conversion rates, customer satisfaction rates. And these are all things you can measure, by the way. This isn't arbitrary guesswork and, hey, let's hope for the best. In fact, I would say that segmentation is really the prerequisite for cultivating a deeply engaged and loyal customer base. Then step five is really going to be the secret sauce. Now, we call this step optimization. And it's where you find your key metrics, such as your open rates, your click-through rates, your conversion rates. And I want you to kind of think of those metrics really as like your navigational stars that exist to guide you right along the way. So by monitoring them, you gain invaluable insights into what does and what does not resonate with your audience. And that's where a powerful technique, it's called A-B testing, really comes into play. Now, this is a method that I would say epitomizes the spirit of optimization, and it's also one of the easiest to get started. So all you need to do is create two versions of your email, right? One with a slight variation. This could be in the subject line or the call to action button or the content format or really any other element. And then you just send it to a segmented portion of your list and you see which one does better, right? I told you this was easy, but the impact can be enormous. Now, I like to describe step five as informed experimentation. For example, a more compelling subject line might significantly boost your open rates, or a different call to action button could maybe increase your click-throughs. The only way that you're going to know for certain is to test it. And these insights, they'll allow you to refine your approach, really ensuring that each email you send is more effective than the last. So in essence, right, it empowers you to make data-driven decisions, enhancing your campaign's effectiveness until ultimately driving better results for your business. Because here's the thing. In the world of email marketing, optimization, it's that key to really unlocking the full potential of your efforts and turning insights into actions and subscribers into loyal customers. So I hope you're beginning to see the rich possibilities that lie before you when you begin to implement these email marketing following these five steps. Because email marketing, it tends to embody a unique blend of rich engagement and cost efficiency that's virtually unmatched by other marketing channels. And I would say the journey to email marketing success really begins with your first lead magnet. And as promised at the beginning of this video, I put a link in the description for you. So you can go ahead and download one of my lead magnets. You can customize it, make it your own. It's just there to get you started. Okay. That's my gift to you. I invite you to really embrace email marketing as a powerful tool in your entrepreneurial arsenal. It's not about just sending emails. It's about creating a dialogue between you and your customers and your audience. It's about their needs, right? Providing them with value that goes beyond what they expect. So as you embark on this journey, remember that every email is an opportunity to really deepen your connection with your subscribers. Your goal is to turn casual readers into loyal customers and brand advocates. Now watch, as your business begins to grow and your customer base increases.
Hey, I hope today's show provided you with some new insights or a fresh perspective and some action steps that you can implement this week. And in case you're new here, what you just listened to was a podcast version of this week's YouTube video. So if you enjoyed our conversation today, I want to encourage you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can watch this episode and all our videos at startup3.com. The three is spelled out. That's startup3.com.